I want to hear some about what's in it for us as lesbians to do this work, coalition work or not coalition work, however we decide to do it.
Well, you've brought up a lot of issues, and some of it may well be that we just approach the question from just a very different frame, and that's okay. It's not that mine is, you know, better than your framework at all. But what I think is that I do think that lesbian separatism and lesbian feminism gave us a base of strength and a really important, you know, critique. I think that part of my wish is that those women would be actually, and it's contradictory, because to be that I wish that those women were actually engaged more in the discourse that's out there in the dominant culture. But what's contradictory is that some of what we've done is to create our own institutions and subculture and spaces, and we're not as interactive. And I dare say that I think that in my book, because I'm a dyke and I come out of the dyke movement, that you're going to find more about that part of the grassroots lesbian and gay movement in this than you're going to find in any of the other books that I've seen about gay and lesbian politics and gay and lesbian issues. I mean, except for the books that are written about women's movement history and by lesbians. I'm talking about sort of the... when you see the writing about the mixed gay and lesbian movement, it's invariably from an entirely male perspective. I mean, and many of the books come right out and say that, mm-hmm. and yet they're held up and regarded as the seminal books. I'm thinking, for example, of Bruce Bauer's A Place at the Table, which had absolutely no place in it about women, nothing in it, and yet it's constantly held up as, you know, describing the lesbian and gay experience. Or similarly, Frank Browning's book, Culture of Desire, which actually I found very interesting, about gay men's sexuality. Mm-hmm. But that's what it was about. Mm-hmm. And actually, he was very honest and upfront about it. And sometimes people aren't. They write books that are very male based in terms of the experience. And that's valid experience. And yet, I think they don't acknowledge that it's only a limited experience. I don't think I've done that in my book, but, you know, I hear you saying that you think I have, but that's so be it. That's okay. I don't think I've done that at all, and certainly because my experience, what I think this book is about a lesbian feminist, me, and many others like me who have been trying to change the gay and lesbian movement to make it more progressive, and it's about some of the successes we've had and some of the limitations inherent in the process that we're engaged in. And so when you ask me the question, what's in it for lesbians, there may be different things that we want. And I feel fine about that, you know, but I do think that the most important message in my book and in my in all of our work is that each of us has a responsibility to be involved and to be aware. And I think lesbians take that responsibility very seriously, and yet so many of us are not particularly politically involved, even in a minor way, you know? I mean, not everybody's going to have the same level. I'm not holding up one standard of involvement and saying that that's it. I do think, you know, what's in it for us is definitely survival and, you know, sort of preserving the space that we have won and the families that we have made with each other and the, you know, communities that we love. But it's also about imagination and fun and creativity. It's about inventing something that isn't. So I see, because I look at political work very much as I imagine artists look at their work. To me, it's just a pure kind of sensuous, joyous experience, actually. It's not at all drudging and boring, even if I'm sitting there stuffing a mailing. Because it's really about interaction. It's about, I get really excited about working with people and sharing ideas and experiences. And because it gives me so much hope. Mm-hmm. you know, to do that. More hope than if I was sitting, when I'm sitting alone, I'm the most hopeless. In my own head, I'm the most bummed out.
Yeah.
And so what's in it for us in terms of movements and being involved in the movement is personal satisfaction, personal excitement. You know, I met all my girlfriends in the movement, including Kate.
That's true for all of us, isn't it? On some level.
I don't know if I've answered your question.
Well, that's fine. I think on that note, unless you have any last burning thing you want to say, we've been talking with Irva Shivade, who has written a book called Virtual Equality, and she encourages you all to run right out and borrow it, read it, buy it, whatever. So thank you very much, Irva Shivade.
Thank you.